This is an off-the-wall podcast, your chance to hear segments from the show again, or for the very first time. Catch Off the Wall with Joey Kieran, live Mondays and Fridays from noon to 1 on 1490 The Score.
We go to the Score Sports Hotline to chat some Doc Stewart's baseball. And on the program with us now is head coach Scott Shaver. We welcome in here. Coach, good afternoon. And welcome into the program here. Great to get a chance to talk with you again. It's been, well, not too long because I saw you just the other day at practice, but it's been far too long that we've had you on here. How excited are you for the start of the season, man?
I'm really excited. Thanks for having me, Joey. I just a great group of young people. I'm really excited to get going. I'm just hoping the weather cooperates so we can get something started tomorrow.
I know. Thanks so much for starting baseball season. We were missing the rain.
Yeah, no kidding. I know. It's going to be one of those things, but I've already talked to Mid Valley. They're coming regardless. They go down to play Medford on Sunday, so we'll figure out a way to get something done. It just maybe kind of hit and miss tomorrow through pulling the tarp, but we're hoping to get some baseball done regardless.
All right. Well, good thing we've got this here that maybe it'll help us fill a little bit of time if we get stuck with any lengthy rain delays here. talking with head coach Scott Shaver for the Doc Stewarts. They begin the season coming up tomorrow. Expected noon start time for a doubleheader against Mid-Valley as the Docs get the season opener underway. Of course, you can hear the games right here on 1490 The Score or watch online at 541radio.com. I've heard you say this a few times in getting ready for the start to the season. You're really excited about this group. I think every year you're really excited about it. But this group, you feel pretty optimistic about how far or how good this team could be. And you've got a nice mixture of some young guys getting their first experience, but some veteran guys coming back for another go-round with the Doc Stewarts. What makes this group so strong for you this year?
We're just more talented than we've been in the last several years. Talent's a funny thing. I mean, it's a hard baseline. You can't tell the measure of a team by talent alone, obviously. Yeah, there's some things we got to figure out. They haven't hit real well in the spring as a group, as a county, really, anywhere. We didn't hit great all spring long. But I think we're very deep pitching-wise. I think we've got some extreme talent there. Wilshaw coming back from Swock. Rylan McKnight coming back from a redshirt year. Zach Mandara. Cody Johnson, the list goes on and on. We've got 13 guys that can throw, about 10 of them that are going to throw. They could vie for starting spots. That's as deep as I've been probably ever. We all know some of the number ones I've had in the past. We don't have anybody that's quite there yet, but we have some guys that are, I'll run up against anybody in the state and feel very, very comfortable. If we can catch our hitting up to that level, we're going to be hard to beat. I think we're definitely going to play a factor in a role. Whatever happens in Oregon, we're definitely going to be in the running. We just got to get off to the right start and start playing baseball.
Well, then I'll make sure to make sure my calendar's clear at the end of July and into the start of August, it sounds like.
That's what we're working towards. This is a fantastic group of young people that want to do something special. And it's my job and my coach's job is help them develop and to do that. I like where our mindset is. I'm really excited for the next couple of weeks to get them on the field and kind of see what works and what doesn't and really start getting into what these young guys want to do.
Talking with head coach of the Doc Stewarts, Scott Shaver here. Coach, you mentioned you're very deep at the pitching staff, and that in maybe an outsider's perspective was something that was deliberate on your side. The high school ranks instilling a pitch count this year in high school baseball, and from everything I've been told, it sounds like that carries over for American Legion baseball here throughout the summer, which can maybe then, with the number of games, with how often you guys play games, could maybe put a strain on a pitching staff as you go into the season. Was that something that you took into consideration as you built this year's roster, and how did that affect what you did as you got ready to put together this year's Doc Stewarts?
Absolutely. I usually try to carry 9 to 10. But with the new pitch count regulations, and I want people to understand, we've always used pitch count. Player health and player arms are very important to what we do. I have an excellent pitching coach, a guy that really takes into account all of these things, and we're always fragile with our young men, especially on the mound. So pitch count's not new to us. But when you put constraints on time back and limitations, you have to be able to have extra guys to run through a 7-inning game that maybe you wouldn't in the past. So being able to have the arms available to you to do those things, and with our luck this summer to have the quality arms we can do that with, has been a real blessing. So I'm not disappointed that we now have pitch count regulations. It is what it is. I think it's been a long time coming. It's just a matter of having to kind of formulate your team around it. So, yeah, we are pitcher heavy, which in this case, because I have a lot of dual players, guys that pitch and do other things, I'm really, really infield heavy. So, yeah, it did change the structure of the team that I might have had a little bit. But I'm really excited about this group of talent. So, you know, we'll see what we can do with it.
Doc Stewart's getting the season started coming up tomorrow with Mid-Valley coming to town for a noon doubleheader. These early season games, I'm sure, as a coach, got to be at least, I mean, I know they're exciting. I know you want to get out there, see what these guys can do out on the field as a team. But it's also got to be a little bit frustrating in the fact that you're still waiting for guys to finish up school. You've got graduation coming up on Saturday. Got guys coming back from college still that you're waiting on. How tough is it as a coach to have these early season, not distractions, but things that pull guys away from the game and getting you guys off and rolling?
In the first week's always a little frustrating. You know, we're going to run into the game tomorrow. I'm going to be bringing up 3 to 4 single-A guys to help fill out a roster because I've got a lot of kids graduating. I have a couple kids in all-star games. So, yeah, we're not going to be full strength. You won't see us full strength until probably Tuesday when we go down to Klamath. So it is what it is. But it's a great experience for some of those young kids because I'm going to be looking out for next year, give them a little taste of what we're doing. And also, the guys that are there get some chance to get game-type situation. Most of these kids have been off for a couple of weeks. And the level's different. I don't care what level of high school ball you come from. You get up into American Legion, the pace, the level, it's different. And so getting a little bit of taste of that, getting moving around, seeing what we really need to work on. These first few games, they're pretty important. The win-loss, not so much. But getting innings on the mound is important. Seeing the ground balls live, getting at bats, all that stuff. I'm excited to get going and see what we can do.
Talking with head coach of the Doc Stewarts, Scott Shaver, here with the program. And, very much looking excited to see what, I know for you it's exciting, and you've been seeing them in practice. For fans and for myself as a broadcaster, it's great to start building up the anticipation for the first game of the season. I'd love to sit here and chat for the next hour about each of these guys individually and see what you think about each one of them as you put together this roster. But unfortunately, time constraints with the program here, we probably shouldn't do that. But nonetheless, I was curious kind of what some of the highlights on this roster, what are going to be some bright spots for you guys on the guys that you've got there on the team this year as you get ready to get things started.
You know, I'm excited to get Sean Rigsby back at shortstop. I think he's going to corner up that infield really well. He's a guy that's played for me the last 2 years. 2 years ago, he was in the outfield. Last year, he was at shortstop. He's a career 340, 350 hitter for us. He's going to do a good job there. All the young pieces around the infield, I think we're going to have, you know, you got Mandera and Gray and Warmoth that can all play third. You got Warmoth that can play shortstop, Johnson that can play shortstop. Carter Dahl from Douglas, who's a second baseman shortstop. We're really thick infield-wise, but all these kids are all throwers as well, and they can play. Getting Will Shaw back, he threw some great games for us last year. He's back. He's a lot fresher than he has been coming out of high school. He threw a lot of innings for Swat, but he's still down innings-wise. He's come back. He's strong. He's a veteran. I'm excited for what he can do. Rylan McKnight, same way. He came off playing football and baseball over at Albertson's College. I'm excited for some of that veteran stuff, and he throws from the wrong hand, which also helps. I think we've got excellent speed in the outfield with Brendan Ibarra and Andrew Harrington. Both those kids are as fast as you'll see. I'm really anxious to use some of that speed and develop that is base runners, is hitters, and see what they can do running down balls in the outfield. There's so many highlights on this team. I really couldn't do it justice. You're just going to have to kind of come see it. But I think we're talented. I think you're going to see a roving lineup for maybe even all year. The only bad part about having so many options, and there are options I haven't really had the last 4 or 5 years, that you kind of have to set what you have and you have to go with them when they struggle and all those things. But this year I'm not going to have that problem. I'm going to have options to be able to sit a guy when he's struggling, give a guy a little bit of time to work through some things and not lose much. So to make the lineup this summer, you're going to have to hit, and you're going to have to field, and you have to play, and you have to do it every day. And that kind of competition when you're inside your lineup is a great thing. It's just going to make you better.
Talking with head coach of the Dock Stewart, Scott Shaver, here is definitely getting me excited for the start of the season. Hopefully you guys can make it out to catch the Docks at some home games this year, and it all gets started coming up tomorrow with a noon start time for a doubleheader against Mid-Valley. You mentioned your coaches a few times, and I know you've got the usual face in pitching coach Tom Nielsen out there. You mentioned throwing from the wrong side. Just made me chuckle thinking about Tom out there. He's a great guy and a great pitching coach for you, and a guy you've had for quite some time. But you do have some new faces on the staff this year and some exciting names that are kind of coming back to the program here. Tell us a little bit about what you put together for the coaching staff this year.
Well, obviously Tommy's going to cornerstone our pitching. He's done, since 2010, he's done a wonderful job for me. It's one of those factions of the game that I don't want to deal with a whole lot. I like pitchers when they're throwing and doing what they're supposed to, but actually talking to them in a game, I'm not the right guy. Tommy is. He's great with them, very smart, and a guy I trust completely. So he's wonderful to have with the pitching staff. Great to have him back. Eric Savage, I'm going to use as a head assistant. He's been around the program for several years. Was a great ball player to watch. He's running. He helped with Roseburg this year. He's done a lot with South Umpqua. He's been in our program for the last couple of years, single A level. Very smart. He is a future head coach in some capacity somewhere. He's a very talented young man. And I'm very, very excited to have him on staff. I think he will be very usable. And I'm going to learn a lot from him. And that's what it's all about. You want to put people around you, you're going to learn from. And Eric is definitely one of those guys. And I'm really excited to have him on staff in a big role where he's going to take control of a lot of things. And we're really going to use his skill set to better us as a team. I'm getting a chance to have one of my old coaches come back, and a guy that's everybody knows that they've been a Roseburg, Dr. Stewart, in the last 30 years. Rod Trask. Rod Trask is going to come back and help us out when he can. He's going to help a lot with hitters and the overall mentality of baseball and what we're doing. And I'm so thankful to be able to rely on a guy like that. Like I said, when I was coming through in high school, he was one of my coaches and a guy I think an awful lot of. He's just a very, very good baseball guy. And a gentleman that I used to play a little baseball with, and he went on and spent almost 2 decades playing professionally, in Jamie Burke. He's going to come out, and he's going to do a lot of things with the overall. He's going to help with catchers. But again, he's going to be part of the overall mentality of what I want this team to do and where I want this team to go. We're going to set the bar with this team. I think it's going to be a baseline for where we're going to go forward for the next several years. We've got some talent coming up, but we need to redevelop the winning tradition that Roseburg has always had. We've got to change the culture a little bit, get these kids to start understanding that we don't necessarily want to win, we expect to, and what we're going to try and do. And guys like Jamie and Rod and Eric and Tom are a big reason we can do that. And I'm also extremely blessed to have what I have at the single A level with Noah Miller and Justin O'Byrne, those guys heading up those programs down there. So it's a team effort, and I'm just very excited to get them on the field.
I think, as are many other folks, getting ready for the start of the season coming up tomorrow against Mid-Valley, a noon doubleheader between the Docks and the, they've changed the name this year to the Southpaws. They got a new sponsor there, but looking forward to that. Coach, one last thing, and this may be more for myself, but definitely I'm sure would help out fans as they either watch online or head on out to the ballpark to catch some games this season. We know about the pitch count rule. Any other changes for American Legion Baseball this year that fans should know about as they take in some games?
You know, there's rules that always change, and usually I learn them as I break them. But I know the big one's the pitch count. That's going to be a definite difference in the way we manage games. I'm not so much looking at guys to run a seven-inning game anymore because I want to use them sooner again. So you'll see a lot of use of those guys coming in and getting three outs, use of a closer. So it is going to change the scope of the game a little bit. That's why this group is so fantastic to have, because I think I'm going to have six on the bench where we can make some of those late moves with defensive moves. You're going to see baseball played a lot more like you see on TV with some of the late inning defensive changes here to change your at bat here, so we can get different arms on the mound. I think you're also going to see a lot more offense, not just out of us, but in general, because when you have to cut down your pitch count, you have to go right at hitters. So there's going to be a lot less picking and getting deeper in counts, and a lot more guys going in three or less pitches. So I'm pretty excited about the overall of what we're going to do this summer. It's always fun to run around in Area 4 with some of the great talent coming back there. Eugene's going to be loaded. Medford's going to be good. Klamath's going to be good. Grants Pass is going to be good. And Willamette will always beat you if you let them. I mean, they're always going to have a couple of arms. So being able to watch some Area 4 baseball and spend time in it, it's the greatest place in the world to coach, and it's a lot of fun to watch. So I think we're just all excited to get going.
All righty. We'll wrap things up there with head coach Scott Shaver. Thanks so much for your time, Coach. Appreciate it, and good luck as the season gets underway.
Appreciate it, Joey. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to an Off the Wall podcast. More segments and interviews can be found at 541radio.com.